on FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Two men have made their first appearance at Crown Court, charged in connection with the death of a man near a Kent shopping centre. 20-year-old Carl Gregory was discovered close to Westwood Cross in Broadstairs last Tuesday night. 27-year-old John Dixon from North Down Road in Cliftonville and Christopher Pollard, who's 20, and from Brimstone Hill in Mepham, are accused of murder. They're due back in court in December.
KMFM News.
The first of a series of strikes on the Southern Rail Network is underway. It's affecting services from Tunbridge and Ashford as a dispute over the role of conductors on trains continues. The RMT unions say this walkout will last until Thursday. A further four strikes are planned before Christmas. Louise Coward is from Transport Focus.
I think it's very easy to get caught up in the heat of the moment, and that's definitely our role, is to keep making sure that passengers aren't forgotten, that passengers' frustrations are understood.
The rail firm says it will run around 61% of its normal full timetable.
KMFM News.
If you've got Samsung's latest smartphone, you're being urged to stop using it and switch it off following further reports of them catching fire. The latest cases include replacement Galaxy Note 7s after batteries in the original ones caught alight. Alex Wood from technology website The Memo says we still don't know exactly what the problem is.
Samsung are keeping pretty quiet about exactly what the cause is. Some people have speculated it's to do with just how close some of the components inside the battery are, maybe to do with pressure on there.
As the country's biggest police force says it expects the so-called killer clown craze to increase, a video of a Kent man jumping out on people has gone viral. Nicola's been watching it for the update.
Well, the footage, which can be seen at kentonline.co.uk, shows 23-year-old Ashley Symes scaring people around Medway.
People are going crazy being scared of clowns, so fingers crossed it goes well. I'm really excited.
But he was left with a face injury when an unsuspecting member of the public punched him.
It's a prank.
It follows reports of masked pranksters in Maidstone, Canterbury and Paddockwood over the weekend. In the capital, officers from the Met Police say they'll be carrying out extra patrols to reassure people.
KMFM News.
An armed robber who raided two Dartford newsagents with a knife has been jailed. A court heard how Dean Shepherd targeted the stores within the space of 5 days in September, threatening staff and demanding cash from tills. The 36-year-old from St Edmunds Road in Dartford has been sentenced to 5 years behind bars. It's feared workers are being priced out of the housing market, with the average cost of properties in some parts of Kent more than 13 times the average salary. It's prompted calls for more home building to get underway as soon as possible. A full breakdown of the figures is at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
A charity set up by a Medway couple after their daughter was stillborn is calling for bereavement training to be rolled out to all midwives. Abigail's Footsteps helps support parents and has also raised money for bereavement suites and cold cots in hospitals. They've also funded a free online course for members of the Royal College of Midwives, but just 560 of 33,000 have completed it. Charity founder David Ward says it needs to be made mandatory.
Many mums and dads going through this still don't get the best care they could get. If we can urge people to take this training, then parents will receive better care, but also staff will be better placed on how to deal with giving bad news. No one wants to ever deliver bad news, but if it's difficult to do so, people are less likely wanting to do it or do it well.
And KMFM's been told around 5,000 people visited a major new exhibition at Margate's Turner Contemporary in its opening weekend. More than 100 of the famous artists' oils and watercolours have gone on display at the gallery to mark its fifth anniversary. Visitor numbers are up 10% on the same time last year, and more than 2 million of us have been there since it opened.
KMFM Sport.
Football and Wayne Rooney will be on the bench as England take on Slovenia in a World Cup qualifier tonight. With more on that and the rest of the sport, the sunshine, here's Josh.
Yes, the captain's been dropped from the starting 11 by interim boss Gareth Southgate. Rooney says it's a difficult period, as he's also been on the bench for Manchester United recently too.
That's part of football. I have to work hard, and when I'm near to football club and country, then make sure I'm ready. I've said many times, the opinions I listen to is my coaches, my teammates, the opinions from the outside. Not really something I'm too fussed about.
Kick-off tonight's at 7:45. Meantime, There's Kent Senior Cup action later as Gillingham play Hive Town. The Gills are going to be sending a rather young side to Reach Fields for the first round game. Cricket in England's Mumin Ali reckons some of the Bangladesh team crossed the line with their behaviour in winning Sunday's second one-day international. Captain Jos Buttler was reprimanded after a fiery exchange with some of the host's players following his dismissal. And in tennis, Britain's Heather Watson is into the second round of the Hong Kong Open, where she'll face Caroline Wozniacki. She beat New Zealand's Marina Erakovic in straight sets. Johanna Konta faces Naomi Brody in the all-British tie this afternoon.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.